Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Vollen, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. So today's episode is a little different from our normal content. This is kind of a crossover episode between the Short Score and the Breakaway Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal, because Breakaway Ropers got some really exciting news last week. In case you hadn't heard yet, Monday, March 4th, Chris Neal announced the richest breakaway roping event in the history of the sport, the Kimes Ranch Million Dollar Breakaway Roping. Held in Scottsdale, Arizona, November 27th through 30th, 2024, the roping will live up to its name, of course, and be paying out $1 million across a 10-round open format. The host of the Breakaway Breakdown, Lillian Kent, talked with Chris Neal of CN Productions and Rising Stars to just kind of shed some light on the roping, the format, the payout, and how you can get qualified. This also feels like the right time to let y'all know what was once just the Breakaway Breakdown over at the Breakaway Roping Journal has officially made the change to the Breakdown. The Breakdown will feature both breakaway and tie-down roping segments. Lillian Kent is the host over on the breakaway side, and I, Taylor Vollen, will be your host on the tie-down side. So if you're a fan, make sure that you start listening over at calfroping.com.
The big reveal. I bet you guys have been working on this for a long time.
Well, actually, we started at market in January, so not as long as you would think. I guess.
Yeah. You guys had some pretty interested parties to get everything on the...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. It was... I kind of kicked it around back at NFR in December and kind of pitched it to Kimes and my thought, my idea. And honestly, I'd kind of talked myself out of it. And then when I seen them, they're like, hey, I think we should go ahead and do that. And I'm like, really? Are you sure? I don't know if this is a great idea or not. So anyway, lots happened since then. Here we are.
Yeah. Kind of bringing it to the general idea of it. You said you were thinking about it at the NFR. What kind of led you to Aiken for this project?
Well, you know, I'm kind of in the, I break away. To me, obviously, in the last 3 to 5 years is really exploding in our industry. And I think it's great as a whole for all of us. And I'm obviously in the producing business of tie down and breakaway ropings and mainly have been focused on the youth for many years. But breakaway is just huge for all of us and has brought a new light to where things are going. And I would love to see breakaway and the women be able to get into Thomas and Mack and into the NFR and for equal money and all the things, you know. And so it's they've been fighting that road and they've been paving the way and putting in the work, and the membership is crazy good, all the way from high school rodeo to the pros, you know, that are trying to make the national finals. And so I think they deserve that spotlight, and it's for whatever multiple reasons. You know, there's a lot of logistics to it. There's a lot of stars that have to line up to make that happen and for it to actually be in the performances at Thomas and Mack. So for whatever all reasons right now, they can't make that happen. And so I was just like, let's just do our own thing. Let's give them a platform for that kind of money, you know, $1 million payout, basically NFR payout on $25,000 or $30,000 a round and $60,000 or $70,000 average in 10 rounds and the whole thing. Let's just like do that. And I talked to a few people, and you know, everyone loves the idea, and there's a lot of support out there to support these ladies and this event. But actually doing it, you know, is a lot of work, and we don't have the rodeos or the qualifying system to see who the top 15 are or that type of thing. And so I had just kind of talked myself out of it, or was like, maybe not be a great idea. I mean, that's a huge deal to start with, for to get $1 million rounded up for one. And then that's just the pay for the girls. I mean, that's not the cost. It's going to be, you know, 1.4, 1.5 million time you get a facility and you get all the things and cattle and staff and everything that takes to put on an event. So it would be crazy. It was crazy kind of an idea. And then Kimes Ranch, love dearly, and they're a great sponsor and partner of mine that I've been with for a while. So at Market, they just kind of caught me off guard, and they said, so about that thing we talked about out there in December, we think we want to do that. And so I was like, really? And they're like, yeah. And so here we are. I mean, I came back to them the next day and I said, let's sleep on it. Let's talk about it. Let's think about it overnight. Let me come back and I'll visit with you in the morning. Then let's make sure. And I went back and they're like, no, we're all in. And so we kind of all done our part and hit the ground running and tried to get everything put together, all the basics, and just been working through, and finally got it official as of just a week ago or so now. And so anyway, it's in full swing. We're 100% moving forward, and we're going to have $1 million breakaway finals. It's going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona, Thanksgiving weekend. So it'll be November the 27th through the 30th at Westworld in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yep, that's right. And the Kimes Wheelhouse in Arizona there.
Yes. Yeah, it's kind of right in their back door. It's really close to their headquarters. It's only 45 minutes from Wickenburg, where all the team ropings and barrel racings are going on that time of year out there. It's the week before NFR. Everyone's traveling through Arizona to get to Las Vegas. It just makes sense. So it's great timing, great location. It's beautiful out there. It's in Kimes' back door. So we were able to get the facility. I've already flown out and met with the facility and, you know, walked the property and all of that, and kind of got a layout and lay of the land, and made sure that we could get the dates. And so we've got the contract on that, and everything's just moving forward.
Tell me a little bit about the qualifier system that you guys have set up for this. You know, everybody's going to be looking at it, planning for it, trying to work it into their circles, you know, whether they're pro rodeo or not. So kind of walk us through that.
Okay. So the qualifying system is going to be pretty simple, which is what we want. We don't want it to be confusing. We want it to be just very simple. There's only two or three ways to qualify. So number one is being the top 10 ladies in the world standings. After the regular season is over, we are going to let the top 10 ladies in the world standings go all the way directly to the finals. We talked through that. You know, a lot of people had several different opinions, whether we were going to take the top 15 or top 10 or top 5 or not any of them at all, and make everyone rope their way in. You know, since this is a open event, and it is, by the way, open to all ladies, doesn't matter your age. You can be 12-year-old girl or how, it doesn't matter. No membership required, no qualification required to enter the qualifiers. But we, for marketing reasons, and for the ladies that are out there pounding the road day in, day out, and putting the work in and have been going up and down that road, I mean, we want to pay them back, and that's who we're doing it for. And we're, you know, so we want those top ladies in the world to be there, for multiple reasons. I mean, they're the ones that have been out there, hitting the road and going using credit cards and going into debt to do this, and all the things, you know. 100%. So we want to put them there where they're getting paid and have an opportunity to get paid. And it's good too for, like I said, for marketing and ticket sales and whatever else we do. I mean, we want those top girls in the world to be there, and they would probably be there anyway. You stir the pot, the cream will always come to the top. But in Breakaway, I mean, that's the thing about this event. I mean, it is very fast, and there is a lot of young talent out there coming up. And so there's no guarantee that a world champion Shelby Bosley or a Jackie Crawford or a Josie Connor, or like, there's no guarantee that they would make it. Most of them would, but we would definitely be missing some of them too. So the format we came up with is the top 10 in the world standings will be automatically go to the finals. The 11th through 15th in the world standings will advance directly to the semifinals, so they do not have to go through the qualifying rounds. And then after that, it is everyone else has to qualify. But here's the great thing is we're going to take 15 qualifiers. So 15 qualifiers plus the 10 in the world. So we're going to let 25 ladies run at this kind of money. Instead of your traditional 15 to the finals, we're going to have 25. So I love that. I think it's going to be great to give more women a chance at that kind of money. And there's going to be more qualifiers than there is seeded from the world standings. So I love that as well. So how you get qualified, the first qualifier will be in conjunction with Oklahoma's Richest at the Lazy E Arena, October the 18th through the 20th. So that is qualifier number one. And we're going to have three qualifying rounds there. We will take the top 20 and each go around of three rounds, so that's 60, and the top 20 in the average of those three rounds. So there's 80 ladies that will advance from Oklahoma to Scottsdale to the semifinals. And then out there in Scottsdale, the day before Thanksgiving Day on November 27th, we'll have a last chance qualifier. That one will be limited to 250 entries. The one in Oklahoma, Oklahoma's Richest at Lazy E, is not going to be limited. We'll take as many as we can get. I don't know if that number is 500 or 800 or 1,000 or, you know, we don't know what it's going to be. So basically any lady that can swing and throw a breakaway rope is welcome to enter. It's only a $500 entry fee, so it's very affordable. And it's your chance to make it to $1 million breakaway final. So we should have a ton of interest and a ton of entries, but it's first time thing, so we don't know exactly what to expect. Due to time, we are going to limit the last chance qualifier in Scottsdale to 250. From there, we'll take the top 10 in each round and the top 10 in the average. So that'll be 40 ladies. So after that, we'll have a buyback round that we will take an additional five from. So to put that all together, the semifinals will consist of the 80 ladies from Oklahoma, the 40 from the last chance qualifier in Scottsdale, that's 120, five from 11th to 15th in the world standings that advanced straight to the semifinals, that's 125, and five from the buyback round. So 130 total ladies in the semifinals, and we're going to take 15 from that 130 that will advance onto our 10-round million-dollar breakaway.
And what's the format for that semifinals going to be?
For that semifinals, it'll be another three full go-arounds, and that will be on Thanksgiving Day, November the 28th, and we will take the top three in each round, so that's nine, and the top six in the average, which is 15. If you win a round and fifth in the average, we will drop down in the average to seventh until we pick up our sixth from that. You can't have two spots to advance. So if you qualify in both play in a round and the average, we'll drop in the average. But three from each round, six from the average. So those 15 ladies will advance to go along with the top 10 in the world for our group of 25.
Chris, I want to ask, how do you think your experience putting on all the events you do has kind of culminated in this absolutely massive event? I mean, this is groundbreaking.
Gosh, it's a hard question. I don't know. I've been doing it for a while. I've seen how a lot of other people do things. I've experienced the way I have done things at Rising Stars and CN Productions and along the way. So I think just being a part and being around it all, and of course I competed for years myself. I just try to do what makes most sense to me and what I think is fair across the board to let everyone play and have a great chance. And so I just kind of put it together in what I think is the right way to do it. And that's the best I can do. And, you know, in Lazy E at, that's a great facility and they're able to accommodate an event of this magnitude. And it is dead center of the United States of America, basically. So if you're from Florida to California to North Dakota, wherever you're coming from, I mean, Lazy is kind of in the middle where, you know, the girls from California and Arizona or Nevada, maybe they don't want to drive to Lazy. So they may just come to Arizona, that last chance qualifier, and take their chance. Or the ones that come from Louisiana or wherever, or Texas, from this part of the country, and they come to Lazy and don't qualify, well, then they can go on to Scottsdale and have another chance. So that's what I like about it. There is multiple chances to get in. And then, of course, top 10 ladies in the world. So there's multiple ways, multiple chances, but those two events, I think, the October event in Oklahoma and the last chance are going to be massive, I would think. I don't know how they couldn't be. This is going to be the largest single women's event payout in history. I mean, it's going to pay as much as the barrel racing at the National Finals Rodeo, with the semifinals, the last chance qualifier, the semifinals and the finals. It's going to pay more than the payout for the National Finals and the barrel racing. So this is the single largest payout in women's rodeo event history.
It gives me chills just hearing about it. I'm about to go pick up the breakaway rope and figure out how I can get a slice of this.
Absolutely.
And I'd mentioned this before, but I would love to hear about any other fun things going on that week. Maybe you're doing a 12 and under roping or anything like that, or is it just all game for the big bucks?
Honestly, that is amazing. I'm glad you brought that up. So that was going to be the next thing I was going to mention. Anytime anyone talks to Chris Neal or CM Productions or mentions Thanksgiving weekend, Rising Stars is the first thing that comes to mind, because that was the first event that I ever did. And it's 22 years now in the state of Oklahoma, Rising Stars. So that was the very first event that I ever had, and it's always been in Oklahoma for 22 years. And so with that being said, Rising Stars will move to Scottsdale, Arizona, and be in conjunction with this $1 million breakaway, and it'll all be one huge event. So that is kind of a part two of this whole announcement, is Rising Stars will be leaving Oklahoma and going to Scottsdale, Arizona. But I'm super excited about it. I mean, I put a lot of thought into it. I called Dan Wall at Lazy E and told him I was thankful that how supportive he was for it. And he said, you know, I hate to see you leave, but I know you well enough that you've put a lot of thought into it and thought of this every which way from Sunday, that this is the right thing to do and the right move to make, or you wouldn't be doing it. And so I feel great that I have that support. And Dan's a great guy and been great to me and for me. And of course, we're still going to tie in one of the first qualifier at Lazy E and let them be a big part of this event. It's exciting to have to move something and have a youth event of that magnitude out in the west part of the country, because Oklahoma and Texas now, there's ropings like Rising Stars every other week now, you know, where before, back in the day, there wasn't those type of youth calf ropings on every corner like there is today. So there's a lot of opportunity, but there's not as much out in that part. So it's great that I'll still have my Future Stars event in Texas at Memorial Weekend, and then Oklahoma's Richest at Lazy E in October. And then now we'll be in Scottsdale, Arizona for Thanksgiving, and then on to Las Vegas at downtown at the Plaza during NFR in December. So CM Productions is kind of going to be a little more spread out now from Oklahoma to Texas to Arizona to Vegas, instead of all being just right here in Oklahoma and Texas. So that's exciting. I think that we're going to be able to pull some kids from, you know, the Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, California, maybe Utah. There's a lot from out there that didn't come back all the way to Oklahoma and Texas for these type of youth events. So I think we're going to pick up a lot of new kids from out there. So that part's exciting to me. And with the growth of all the youth things that are going on in Las Vegas now, you know, Arizona's right on the way, basically, to Las Vegas. We're only, I think, 4.5 hours maybe from Scottsdale to Vegas. And so, and NFR's the very next week on that Thursday. And so it's just going to be just perfect where everyone can leave on Monday and drive to Vegas and be there Tuesday and back number things. And all that starts on Wednesday and first round of the NFR. And our American Hat Watch Party kicks off Thursday night. So it's the timing is they may have one down day, maybe at best. So the timing is going to be great.
It sounds really exciting. I'm already thinking about what the start's going to look like, what kind of horsepower we're going to have, you know, the youth that we will inevitably squeak in those top 15 in addition to the top 10 ladies in the world. And I just think it's a fantastic opportunity.
Well, I appreciate that. And I think as soon as it all gets out there, everyone's going to be super excited. Love things new. It's a little bit scary at times, but it's what keeps us going. And to try to continue to just grow every day. And it's better for our industry as a whole. It's better for the youth that's up and coming. And so that's what we're trying to do.
Yep, it's definitely going to turn some heads. Hopefully we turn the right heads as far as the higher ups in places, and we can bring more attention to the recognition that we know the sport of breakaway deserves.
100%. Yes, for sure. For sure. And that's the goal in mind. And, you know, we think these ladies deserve that platform and deserve that payout. And I think they're going to get it. Just don't know when that's going to be, but until then, we're gonna give them a place and have this, and not just for those, but like I said, everyone's going to be able to earn a spot. And then we, you know, our long term, we're committed to continue to have this. You know, we hope this goes off great. We have a ton of support, and even if the breakaway goes to Thomas and Mac and Four Equal Money, that doesn't mean that we would stop having this event. So there's just more opportunity. I mean, that's the great thing, whether it's the American or women, WRWC, Women's Rodeo, or WCRA, or whatever it is, we want to continue to create new opportunities for this type of money for these ladies to be able to run at. So just because another thing comes up, it's not like, well, we're going to stop this now. I mean, we just want to continue to give them more opportunity.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that you want to get covered as far as this event goes?
The only thing else I guess I would know is just stay tuned, follow. The landing page for this is going to be kimesbreakaway.com. For more information, you can always go to kimesbreakaway.com. And of course, we'll also have it on cmproductions.com. So either or website, you'll be able to get all the information, and then follow Facebook and Instagram. We're gonna have it everywhere. Magazines, you're going to be seeing it everywhere. So shouldn't be hard to find and follow along. And as we get closer and get a little bit more geared up, we just want everyone to follow along and support, and always can reach out to me for any questions, and I will answer the best we can, and we'd love just everyone to be involved.
Excellent. I'm definitely going to be packing my comms for this event. We'll be all decked out.
Yeah, I mean, thanks to Comms Ranch. Oh my gosh, those guys are amazing, and every breakaway roper in the country should applaud them and hug their neck and give them a shout out on Facebook for this, because this is an unbelievable opportunity. And if it wasn't for them, you know, it might have never happened. And so it's awesome that we are, and I'm so thankful that CM Productions and myself get to be a part of it and producing it and partnering in it. So I'm just super excited and blessed to be able to make this announcement and be a part of a huge movement.